Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. We are all different ages and different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches, but our common thread is the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Today's devotion is written by Mary Carver and is titled Simple Steps When Rest Feels Out of Reach. 2 weeks ago, I found myself on a beach. I sat on the sand, ordered tacos, and listened to the melody of my friends' laughter, punctuated by the crash of the nearby waves. I thanked God and cracked jokes and closed my eyes and wondered, first of all, what even was my life? But also, why was I still so tired? The weekend after I returned from the Encourage Writers Retreat, I spent most of one day lying on the couch and watching TV. Then I spent several hours the next day napping, followed up with several hours giving myself a guilt trip. I'd just returned from 3 days in paradise, so how could I still be tired? My soul was certainly refreshed, so why couldn't I handle real life any better than before my trip? I had some time off, and now I had so much to do. What was I doing lying around like this? I asked myself these loaded questions and more, even though I knew that I'd barely had a spare minute the past 2 months, that I'd spent every lunch break making appointments and filling out forms, that I'd worked weekends to make up for those appointments during the week, that this season was just the garbage frosting on a garbage cupcake of several months of constant crisis. I also remembered the words of a recent counseling session about our need to take regular breaks to bolster and protect our mental health, and therefore our ability to handle life's challenges. But the unfortunate truth is that one vacation doesn't fill our tank for the rest of the year, or, depending on your current situation, even for the rest of the month. It's almost like we need a rhythm of frequent rest to handle what comes at us day after day. And we know this, don't we? We know that God rested, Genesis 2:1 through 3, and Jesus napped, Luke 8:23. We know we're called to observe a regular Sabbath, a time set apart for rest and worship, Exodus 20:8 through 11. So why is it so hard? Well, sometimes taking a Sabbath is hard because of logistics. We have seasons where it truly feels impossible to carve out a whole day, much less a long weekend or full week, to rest. Sometimes we feel guilty for taking any break at all, knowing just how many items have not been crossed off our list, or how many people have it worse. And sometimes we know that if we let down our guard, if we listen for the voice of the Lord, if we take a breath deep enough to fill our lungs, we're going to break down for a good long while. And we do not have time for that, so we keep going. We tell ourselves rest is optional, or we haven't earned it yet, or this is just how this season is. And we dig deep into an empty well and attempt to bolster our defenses for one more day. We just keep going. We keep going until we break. But friends, Scripture tells us it doesn't have to be this way. We don't have to grit our teeth, clench our fists, and force ourselves forward without a drop of fuel. And we don't have to feel guilty for needing the rest God took Himself and instructed us to take as well. There is a special rest still waiting for the people of God. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world. So let us do our best to enter that rest. Hebrews 4:9 through 11 NLT. How can we do our best to enter that rest? Well, the things that truly replenish your body and soul may vary, but I think we all must start in the same place. To experience Sabbath, no matter our season or situation, we must first admit that we need it and then give ourselves grace for that need. It's okay that you're human. If you're holding yourself hostage over the belief that you should be superhuman and above needing regular rest, Stop it. Accept the freedom and compassion God offered when He created Sabbath in the first place. Receive the rest Jesus promised when He invited all those who are weary and burdened to take on His light yoke instead of the one weighing us down. Matthew 11:28-30. And then, right where we are in our real, messy, tiring lives, we need to pause, relax, reflect, and rest. Let your to-do list take a break and listen for God. Breathe. Sleep. Soak up the refreshment you need to connect with the Lord and with yourself before returning to your day, your home, your life. For me, I enter the rest God offers, even in the most hectic, hard seasons, by listening to my Bible app, by snuggling with my sleepy daughter before jumping in the shower each morning, and by taking the long way home along a back road. I receive rest by blocking out distractions when I take communion at church and protecting my Sunday afternoon nap with a ferocity my family laughs at but respects. For you, it might be a morning cup of coffee and a favorite devotional, an hour alone at Target, an afternoon hike, or something nobody else would even think of. True rest and the sacred practice of Sabbath take many forms, but each is a gift from our Heavenly Father. How will you enter His rest today? To read more from our writers, visit encourage.me, subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode, and find us everywhere on social at encourage.
Encourage all the moms in your life with heartfelt messages of God's love. Dayspring can help you celebrate every kind of mom, including your own mother, a mother figure who means a lot to you, or a friend facing the challenges of motherhood. Find just the right gifts for Mother's Day at encourage.me/podcast. Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.